Your Wedding Your Way, number 14. A one and a two and a... Your Wedding Your Way, number 14. A one and a two and a three and a... Hi everybody, how you doing? It's a fun day today in Riverside. Up and going and got my kids... Well, no, I haven't got my kids to school. Anyway, Tim's home today with sickness and Stephen's got a late start day, so Dad's getting ready to take him off to school in about 20 minutes. I hope you guys had a good weekend. I'm all excited about talking about today's show. I wonder if my title gave it away. Most of you are probably too young to understand that. That's from the old Lawrence Welk show. He used to say, a one and a two and a three and a, and then he'd start his band. Anyway, I'm old. So have you gone over to DestinationFlavor.com and checked out the flavor blends there? French vanilla, hazelnut, mocha? Splenda flavor blends for coffee. They're delicious and they transform your coffee. So give them a try and then call me. Let me know. The special number for the flavor blends is 206-600-4554. Let me know how you used them or the flavor that you got from them. Let us know, okay? And then check out their website at DestinationFlavor.com. So have you gone over and viewed The Masthead with Marie Claire? Remember, it's a behind-the-scenes look at the magazine Marie Claire. This video podcast is hosted by Joanna Coles, the editor-in-chief of the magazine. The newest episode that just aired was put out on February 1st, and it covers the March issue of the magazine. Plus, it covers some beauty tips for you for people who are in their 20s, their 30s, and their 40s. And there's behind-the-scenes footage of the shoot and the interview with Paulina Porizikova. She was born in Czechoslovakia, grew up in Sweden, and she had some very troubled circumstances. But now she's become a supermodel, and I think it'd be interesting for you to see the struggles and the joys and triumphs she's had in her life. Well, so if you know Lawrence Welk, then you know that the Lawrence Welk Show was all about music. And that gives you a clue then that today we're going to be discussing music for our wedding. You know, music that people choose are varied. There's different styles, different rhythms, different types of instruments that play the music. Are you going to have it solely instrumental? Are you going to have it done with a vocal? They're all different things to choose from. And the choices are so vast that it can sometimes be just overwhelming. And sometimes girls don't know exactly where to go to find the music that they're looking for. There's traditional music, there's modern music, there's soft and romantic, there's fast and jazzy. You have to decide, number one, what the tempo of your wedding and your reception are going to be, and you also have to decide what works for you. Do you want to have live musicians? Do you want to have recorded music? Is your DJ going to handle all the music at the wedding and the reception, or is it going to be a mix of both? If you're going to have soloists and live instrumentalists at your wedding, then that's something else you need to discuss with your DJ when he's miking you for the wedding. Is it going to be an outdoor wedding or an indoor wedding? If it's an outdoor wedding, then you're going to need to be sure that your DJ has a pop filter on the microphones that your soloists are using so that you don't get the wind noise and everything else. And also, have him make sure that he has a pop filter on the microphone that your minister or your person that's officiating your wedding will be using so that you don't get the wind noise on that either. Well, if you're going to be using live musicians or live singers, then you need to be sure, are you going to use soundtracks or piano, or is it going to be a string quartet playing with them? And all of those things you need to consider when you're also thinking about miking. How many microphones is your DJ going to have set up for you, and is he able to do all of that? Then think about who you're going to have singing. Some people go to the expense of paying for professional singers to be at their wedding and to perform the different songs that they choose. This is an option for you, but if you have friends that you know who have good voices, Maybe you've heard them do solo work in church or at some function before, and you know that they could sing the songs that you like just as beautifully as a professional, then that would be something that you could ask them to do, and it would be an honor for them to be in the wedding. And you would still, of course, pay them a nominal fee to thank them for being in the wedding and doing this, but it would save you money in the long run and be something fun for them to be a part of your wedding. Plus, I just feel that it gives a more family, wonderful, warm feeling when you have people that really matter to you performing for you. Now, if you have performers who are professional singers and they matter to you, then all the better. What about singers if they're going to have the piano or if they're going to use soundtracks and hear them perform the song? Ask them, do you know this song? Do you think you could do it? Or if you have a soundtrack that you want them to perform to, then take them the soundtrack and say, give this a listen. Do you think it's something you could do? What about if you want to have chamber music with a string quartet? You need to put your stamp on your particular style of music at your wedding. You need to decide, is this going to be more of an elegant upper-class affair? If so, then you might want to go with a string quartet. And if you go with a string quartet and chamber music, then you can either hire professionals who you can check with the studio musicians guild around you, and they can probably tell you of some that can do it. Or to save you money, you might want to consider going with some kids from the local college, or if you have a university in the area and they specialize in music, then you could probably go to the conductor of the orchestra and ask him if he has a specific group of people that he could recommend to play at your wedding. And it would probably be less expensive to use someone for the university. Then you need to write it down on paper. Make it official. You need to decide how much music you want, who's going to be performing the music, how they're going to perform it, who's going to mic it for you, who's going to decide when they come in and when they go out. I think that would be probably your doing with your wedding coordinator. But write it all down. And then once it's written down, then kind of make it a contract with you and whoever you're hiring, or you and your friend. Let them know in advance, this is when you're going to sing, and this is what I want to go on with the singing. Possibly one of your soloists might be singing while you're doing the communion, so they're going to need to wait until your reverend has finished giving the ceremony of the communion, if he's doing it vocally, or if your soloist is going to be singing while your minister is discussing communion with you and you are partaking of communion. That would make it kind of a smoother fit for the crowd who's not being part of the communion service. You also need to plan for the length of your wedding. Do you want to have a wedding that fits within the half-hour parameter? Do you care how long it goes? Do you want a 45-minute ceremony or an hour? Only you can decide. And while you're planning, you need to figure out the prelude music. Do you want a half hour of either the string quartet or soundtracks with different music that you like playing by your DJ? Do you want your soloist singing for 15 minutes before your ceremony while people are coming in? How many songs do you want during the ceremony? And what about the recessional? Are there specific songs that are precious to you that you would like to have at these different spots? Some people it really matters to. Other people, music is just kind of a side note to them. So you have to decide how much importance you want to put on the music. And then some people choose to have music playing while their picture time is going on also. This kind of puts you in more of a relaxed mood. And after the wedding, it could maybe be a little more upbeat music to maybe make your photographer work a little faster. Then you need to make sure that you have your wedding coordinator who can be sure that the flow of the music is happening exactly when you want it to happen, that your girls are coming into the song that you planned for them, that the candles are being lit to the music that you had chosen. When I was young and married, I wasn't really so young when I married, but I was younger than now, and I didn't think about these things. And my candle lighters came in and lit the candles, and my girls started walking down halfway through the music that the candle lighters were lighting to. And so halfway through the girls walking down the aisle, the other music began playing. So you really want to give some thought to this and make sure that you have a wedding coordinator who's going to be able to manage the fine details of the who, when, and where of your music. Now, if you don't have a wedding coordinator you're using, then I suggest you have a family friend or somebody who's not going to be hurt by not being in the wedding, but this would be a special job they could do for you. Just like with the pictures, when we discussed having somebody to have the list of who should have their pictures taken, you should also have a list for the person who's in charge of the music of what music is happening when. At the prelude, during the ceremony, during the recessional, and then your DJ, and you will discuss the music that's going to be at your reception. So those are all things to consider and to really put into your mind when you're planning for your wedding. Beware though, when you are looking into music, and I know some girls give CDs at the end of their wedding as their gift to their people, beware that you might be touching on some royalty infringements, and you don't want to get hit by some kind of copyright law. So be very careful as to what music you use and whether you're allowed to use it. Now, if your DJ has possession of it, then it's probably fair game for him to use it at the reception. That's kind of a standard. But you have to be sure when you're giving out gifts with music on them whether it's okay for you to do that or not. Now, there are many places that you can go that can help you choose your music. I'm going to list just a couple, and then, like we all know, the internet is an awesome resource. Plus, there are girlfriends out there who might have just gotten married and possibly have the soundtrack for the song that you're wanting to use, or your DJ might have the soundtrack for you also. So those are things to consider. But when you're looking for music to use, one place that I went that I found a really good list was teamwedding.com. They had lots of songs to consider. Most of their songs were classical, though, I will tell you that. They divided theirs by the prelude, the processional, the ceremony, unity candle, the recessional, and the reception. So they had a lot to choose from. The website was a little bit difficult for me to navigate, but you could probably be able to figure it out. They did offer help in many areas of planning also on that website. So that's a place you might want to go for some resources. There's also the knot.com. Now, their wedding website was very easy to work, and they had help in many different areas. And then there was Forever Wed, and they had a lot of Christian music that I found on their website, a lot of Christian ideas for helping you with your wedding. So if you're a young Christian bride and you're looking for places for ideas, then you might want to consider checking out foreverwed.com. Well, I really wanted to keep it short today. It's kind of been a long week, and my last podcast that I did was a little lengthy, so I just wanted to make this one kind of enjoyable and fun, and I hope that this gave you some ideas and ways to go and things to choose and look at for your wedding. So until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love. Bye!
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.